I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Las Vegas Westgate Superbook put out the odds for Kevin Durant's next team. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about it? No.
Okay. The favorite.
Kevin Durant's next team, the Knicks, are the favorite.
They are not. They are second at 9-2.
Warriors are the favorite.
The Warriors are the favorite at 1-2.
Okay.
The Knicks are second at 9-2.
Wow, so that's a steep favorite right there for the Warriors.
Third? Yeah, that's not happening.
No, that's a big time favorite. Lakers third.
No. Not even close. Lakers are 16-1. He's not going to LA to play with LeBron.
Clippers.
Clippers are third. Clippers are 8-1.
All right.
Next.
It's not gonna be Boston. Mavericks?
The Dallas Mavericks! All right. We're going to do this topic later on. I'm trying to figure out when. I got an email from Choppy. Troy started it. Then Ben Rogers, according to Choppy. And now RJ appears to be in. All of you anti-KD on the Mavericks people, you need to stop. Maybe we'll do that at 7:20 this morning. Maybe we'll do it then at 7:20.
Did you just say three people that said no, and now you said stop? So it's a 3-on-1 match? I'll take those odds.
Okay. Well, you're making me want to talk about this here.
No, let's not talk about it here. We'll save it.
Well.
We'll do it at 5:30 when it counts.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Go ahead. All-star draft, no one's going to care about that compared to this.
Look, I can't. I'm not discounting the talent.
All I'm saying is this. I know he's a punk. I know he's a crybaby. I know you want to win with the right type of people. All I'm saying is if Kevin Durant came, and I spent a lot of time yesterday like a loser laying out a Kevin Durant to Dallas plan. I'll unveil it later on today at like 8. But if he came to Dallas, you have a fantastic chance of winning the championship. If he doesn't, you got to tell me who the third piece is going to be, how you're going to get him. So like T.O. T.O. came here. Cowboy fans celebrate as soon as he got into the end zone. I know you want to win with your type of people. It doesn't feel right, but come on now. We're talking about Dirk 2.0. We're talking about an all-time player. We're talking about 25 points easily a night. And you're talking about an instant contender. So I know all the personal stuff. I know it doesn't feel right, but let's talk business. No, it's not it.
But see, and I'll tell you, I use it for my own personal. I grew up a Yankee fan. When they signed all those players like Sabathia and Teixeira and won the title in 2009, it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun at all.
You have to win this way, RJ. Troy and Ben thinking that you guys are going to come up with some other magical formula for the NBA. You guys are living in a fantasy world.
And you know what? I'm okay with that world. I'm okay with
people want a championship.
I'm okay with competing the right way instead of like we have
the right
have you and I not destroyed the super team thing.
I haven't destroyed the super team thing. I destroyed Kevin Durant's decision.
And LeBron's. Like, with, you know, he's got a team up.
Yeah.
I don't want to win that way.
But LeBron, you can't win any other way.
And I'm okay with competing.
Okay, that's so stupid. That's so dumb. It is.
It's not.
Yeah, you're the only one. You have all your little fan rules where it doesn't matter if you win a title. You're the 1%. People in sports that root for their teams want a championship. You're the 1%. That's it.
Is it not hypocritical? Is it not hypocritical to kill the Warriors?
Joining Porzingis and Luka is not the same as Wade and Bosch.
I agree.
And joining Luka and Porzingis is not the same as joining the 72-win Warriors.
I totally agree.
We've always said this. Going to the right it's the biggest pain in the butt problem in the NBA. Like, yep. You got to go to great talent, but the great talent can't be too established. Like, it's ridiculous. I get all that. But this is not joining a super team.
No, look,
it's hoping to form one.
I totally get that. My thing is I want to build the super team, like, in a different way than just going and getting the best player in the league.
Okay, how so?
If they were to sign Kawhi, I don't consider that to be nearly as bad as signing KD.
Why not? He's a top three player.
He is, but
he's an all-time player.
He's a great player, but KD's better.
Yeah,
KD's the best player in the league. Out, you know, when LeBron doesn't feel like playing.
Yeah.
You know.
But like, Kawhi could be, is three or four or five.
He doesn't have that mercenary label to him. KD's a merc. He's a mercenary, man.
Well, we know you're not getting Kawhi. Wait, Kawhi's going to the Clippers.
Yep,
I agree. Kawhi's going to LA. And Kyrie is probably not coming here. Like, you hope that Kevin Durant's mind, and I'm sure the fan text, I'm scared to even open
like,
it.
And I haven't opened it either, so I'm going to get killed too.
No, you're going to get agreed.
We're
going to agree with you.
So our Maverick championship in 2011, right? And I think we both agree on this.
So you were against, for the record real quick, Dion going to San Fran and going to the Cowboys?
Yeah, totally. It was just terrible. It was a joke. All right? And that's why he's a joke.
Oh.
Like, our Maverick title, one title carries more weight than three of LeBron championships and two KD titles.
I know.
I know it's impossible to do it, but I'm willing to take the risk on the 5% chance that we get one than on the 90% chance we get three with Kevin. Like, I'd rather win the one Dirk title than the five KD LeBron titles.
Okay.
And I think you would too. It was so much more special. I understand the way the league is. Yeah. I understand it. But, like, I'd rather, instead of signing KD, I'd rather luck into the number one pick and take Zion or Barrett or Cam.
Well, I know.
Durant.
That's not happening.
It's probably not happening. But I can't root for him. I cannot root for Kevin Durant. I won't. And I'll be upset. Because I already ain't going to the new Rangers ballpark because it's indoors with AstroTurf. And I don't want to have to not go to any Maverick games. I don't want to be stuck having to only go to Cowboy and Star games. I want to be able to go to everything.
6:29 a.m. text message. He's literally arguing he doesn't want his team going after the best free agent, WTF. Do you want to guess who this text is from? 6:29 a.m.
6:29. Okay, there's two people awake that I know of. Sandler and Broadus.
Oh, shots fired at KT.
Oh, is that KT?
No, it's Roy. Roy White coming in.
Well, Roy.
With the sickness.
That doesn't surprise me.
Roy really is afraid to lose his job.
It doesn't surprise me.
Who do they get to fill in? How much is the show struggling without a third voice?
Why would I want to sign a guy I cannot root for? I can't root for him.
Everyone would end up rooting for him. That is the hypocrisy.
That's hypocritical.
You want to talk about the hypocrisy? Everyone cursing Durant, and he's this, and he's that, and I was probably yelling the most at him yesterday. Soon as he put on that blue,
maybe not you, but
the Metroplex is a Kevin Durant fan again.
And that's crazy. I can't root for him.
That's how sports work.
I'd rather could root for Kawhi.
How many people rooted for T.O. here? Didn't.
There was a faction that didn't. Sure, there was a faction that did.
Yeah, but it was probably, I wasn't here, but I would guess it was 80-20 at least.
So there was a lot of people that rooted for him. Oh, yeah, big time.
Not the name, it's the jersey.
I understand that, man. I get it.
You're telling me, I'm being dead serious with y'all now. I'm telling you tomorrow that Kevin Durant is willing to sign with the Dallas Mavericks. I want to hear you and Troy say, on the piece of paper where it says yes or no, that you would circle no. For real. Like, Kevin Durant's willing to sign. You can do it. You got a 5-second window before he changes his mind and goes to the Knicks or Clippers.
No. And the reason why is because of Luka and Porzingis. Because you have a 19-year-old veteran in Luka, and then you have Porzingis who's coming back from his ACL, and you have these the Euro stepbrothers teaming up to do something special for this organization. Oh, but before we do any of that, before any of that happens, we're going to bring in Kevin Durant.
Why do I got to talk to you?
The guy that all he does is care about himself and the fact that no one talks about him and that no one gives him respect. Well, guess what? You're not going to be respected as much here as less as you're being respected with the Warriors, because he's like, no one's talking about me here. Well, they're not going to talk about you here either.
Oh, they won't talk about you in terms of being like a major market, but he'll get the credit he's so desperate for. Like, I don't know why he was so stupid or his team was so dumb to realize that winning with the Warriors was not going to validate
him.
Oh,
yeah, it's crazy.
That was the biggest miscalculation. That was so dumb. I got my title now. I did it against LeBron. I hit the three in LeBron's face, and then I went and did it again. No one cares. That's where judging the public is very important. You would circle no. You're Donnie Nelson. You would circle no.
I would assume if I could get KD, I could probably also lure Kawhi or Kyrie or...
No, you can't. No,
I can't.
Think about it, though.
Yeah.
Like KD is probably not happening, but that's more realistic than Kawhi and Kyrie, right, depending on all the stories.
Let me ask you this. Where's my draft pick? Did I lose it to Atlanta?
Your draft pick?
Or are we in the top three?
Now you're trying to move the goalposts on me.
No.
Yeah, top three, I wouldn't be fighting with you this much. No, you have the number... 8 or 9 picks.
So it's gone to Atlanta.
Of course.
It's gone.
You're not going to have a bottom five record this year.
I mean,
as of now.
Yeah. I suppose, gun to my head.
Y'all lost
I suppose.
Your dick.
I don't know. It's tough because I can't. I don't like the player. I mean, I love his game, but he's just a crybaby. And I am stunned. It is as.
Oh, I'm sure you're getting so much support. It's ridiculous.
It is every other one. Idiot, agree. Idiot, agree. Idiot and every other one. I couldn't
y'all
bring him in here.
Y'all agreeing with Choppy on the Autoflex CC and Fantex. I get the personal feeling, but you got to tell me how you're going to add the next piece.
You ain't winning
about Luka and Porzingis.
You're not. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're not going to win with Luka and Porzingis.
Now maybe you draw another free agent. You got to tell. It's probably not going to be Clay. You have a better chance at Durant than Clay. I'm telling you, I'm just going down the list of the bigger names. You have a better chance of Durant than Clay because Durant is a cuckoo. And once he leaves, they'll give Clay the max in Golden State.
Yeah.
And then Kawhi, he's bought another house in L.A., a real estate. He ain't coming back here, especially with the Spurs fans. And then Kyrie wants to be Hollywood. So just give me the other name. That's all I'm saying. If you tell me you want Clay over Durant, yeah, I'd still call you a little bit nuts, but I wouldn't fight you on it. But that's not going to happen either. There goes the All-Star Draft segment. You guys cost me. I wanted to talk about it.
By the way, Kevin Durant's a gigantic Redskins fan. Just want to throw that out there, too.
He'll
be at AT&T Stadium almost every other Sunday in Redskins gear.
Would the Longhorn,
whether they're there or not.
They would do that. Would the Longhorn fans line up? Have the Longhorn fans turned on Durant as well?
No. The Longhorn fans treat Durant the way I treat Johnny Manziel, who is a god.
Come on.
What?
He's barely a Longhorn. He was there for
No. DeAndre Jordan is barely a Aggie. So that's why when people are like, you don't like DeAndre Jordan, he was barely a Aggie. No, Kevin Durant
was barely a Longhorn.
Mm.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.